We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting the brand new Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Hamuda Anam Chaveiro, you ask enough from your friend, Lo Yishalenu, you should not lend him, Lo Yishalenu, you shouldn't borrow from him. We'll see why. Lo Yavenu, you shouldn't lend him, Lo Yavenu, you shouldn't borrow from him, you shouldn't lend him and borrow from him. What's the difference between Yishalenu and Yavenu? I said both borrow. One is by money, one is by payers. What's the difference? By Kalim. One's by Kalim, one's by money. The difference is that Shaila applies by Kalim because you get it back. You lend it to him and you get it back. Mashayink and Alava, you get back money, but it's not the same money. It's not Be'en. It's not the same money, different money. That's why it's called Yavah. The difference in Havah and a Shaila is if it's the same thing or something else. V'loy yimka loy v'loy kechemenu. You can't sell him, you can't buy from him. So the Shaila in the Gemara will be exactly what's going on over here. Bishlama is how I said, you can have enough of me. So I can't give you my lawnmower to use. But I could borrow your lawnmower, why not? And same thing with money. I can't give you money, I can't lend you money, but I could borrow money for you, why not? And Yimkar happens to be, there we should understand that you could do that. We have before, that if it's a regular sale, both game, both the Meich and Lekech, that we should understand. But with Nemigon right now, it's the same. It's similar to the Sha'ela Hava case, where it was a case where it was a Zvina Harifa. It was something that was a very good thing to buy, and I could sell it to anyone. So therefore, I can't sell it to you because you're gaining. But I could I can't sell it to you because you're the one gaining. You're the one gaining, but buying it from you, you're not gaining from you because you can sell it to anyone. So the Gemara's cash is going to be, what's pshat? So let's see the Gemara. I'm going to read the Ran's Girsa. So I'm not going to fit into the Lashon of Gemara so good. I'm going to read the Ran's Girsa. Bishlama liyavim menu, v'leikach menu lishom menu. Bishlama, the guy who's asa bahana, can't borrow from the guy who he's not having enough from, and he can't buy from him, and he can't borrow from him. We understand, because it's having enough. The kamasani mene, because having enough. But why can't I borrow a keli or borrow money or buy something from someone who can't have enough of me? How is that getting enough of me by me getting those stuff? Remember, talking about Zvina Harifa, talking about a thing you can sell to anyone. So the kasha is, what is pshat? I can't borrow from a guy who's not having enough of me. He doesn't have enough of me, I have enough of him. What's the problem? So Gemara has two ma'alchim, two terutzim. Five lines down in the Gemara, two terutzim. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina, one tarot says, our mitzvah don't like it, because you know what I know, that means that. Talking about you ask enough from each other. Very simple. Both of them ask enough from each other. Therefore, we can't borrow from each other. Very, very simple. All right, the kash is, that's much as kash, my kamash will on. So what's the chiddush? Of course, if I ask enough of you, you don't know, we can't borrow and blame. What's the chiddush? Zokteran. The chiddush is that vita is also budana. These things we're talking about are things you do for everyone. You borrow, you lend your thing to anyone, to your neighbor. Your neighbor is a hammer. Anyone will be. So it's not even kula ana. It's like vita is something you do to anyone. Maybe it's not kula ana. Or anyone will borrow a dollar. You're standing by the Danish car. You want a dollar. Yeah, anyone you lend a dollar. What's the big deal? Or anything like that. You'll sell this to anyone. Still, the halacha is that's also because viter aser bahana. That's the chiddush of this mishnah. We're saying no, do I know zem is that? That's the chiddush. Baya my different tarets. Gzeira lishol mishum lahashol. V'chem bekulu gzeira. The gzeira is if I allow me, if I'm allowed to borrow from you, the guy who can, only Reuven can have enough of me. That's it. Not I could have enough from Reuven. Reuven can have enough of me. The halacha is I still cannot borrow from Reuven, even though I'm not allowed to have enough from him. Why? Because if I borrow from Reuven, then he'll borrow back from me. It's a gzera. So the Ran asks, we find, and also it means I can't buy from him either because he might buy from me, right? So the Ran asks, we have a Mishnah before that says, if I asked Hana from you, so the lacha is, if I asked Hana from you, you still could buy from me. So l'chayr, what's going on? You see the no gzera. So he says, that case, he asked Hana from all Yisraelim. So there, if you made a gzera both ways, he'll never be able to buy or sell to Israel, so therefore we don't make a gzera because it's too hard. You have to go to the goyim. But again, it's one person. It's okay. Don't deal with that guy because of gzera both ways. Then he has another kasha that the Mishnah says in this next parak that if I say Hareini Alecha Cherim, the lach is if I am on you a Cherim, that Hamuda Aser and the Mad is not. Again, there it's Mashma. Only one way it's us, not both ways. Why make a gzera? So the Ran answers, it's only by these type of hanas, which people look at small hanas. So if you allow it to go one way, then it'll go the other way. Mashenkin, let's say, giving the guy payrus. So he's allowed, I'm allowed to give him peres, he's allowed to give me peres. I, it's a gzeira. Everyone understands, giving you a present is called hana. So there's no gzeira that if I give you a present, you give him back a present. My second here, where it's havo, she'elo, or selling something, people are going to think that, oh, if I could sell it to you, then you could sell it to me. That's going to think it's a gzeira going back both ways. So now, that's two pshatim in our mishnah, why it can't go both ways. Either they're not asa hana zemizeh, or it's a gzeira the one way or the other way. I, all the places want to make a gzeira. Either there because you ask the whole world, so it's harder to make the gzeira, you don't make the gzeira, or because in a case where it's a clear hana, there's no gzeira, it'll go both ways. Klar, everyone? Maisha, good? Great.
Why can he say that the malva has hana, that you're asking him for money?
The malva has hana, and you're asking and him for money? Right, you want to say that? Okay, yeah, so if it's also b'chashev, maybe you're right. If it's Adam Chashev, then it's, you know, if you know some rich guy, will give a name, I don't know, whatever, you know, Ruby Rosenberg comes to you and says he wants to borrow money from you. Oh, that billionaire wants to borrow money from me, that'd be good. Economy, you're right. But a regular guy comes to borrow money, not so happy. Not so excited. Okay. Tiny good, but Zok to Mishnah, new Mishnah. Omaloi Hashileni Parascha. You go over to that guy and you say, you know, can I borrow your car, your paro? Omaloi, ain't a familiar, no, I need it. Omar, so the guy out of anger, the Ram learns is out of anger, he says, Koinim sodai ani chayris bala oilam. You know what? I am never ever going to use your paro to plow my field. You don't want to give it? Okay, I'm never using your paro in my life. That's it, to plow my field. That's what he says. So he says, the Ram learns, he said it out of anger. Shoyal oim akach chaver, the Ram says. The Shoyal says, the potential Shoyal, one who's going to borrow, says it to his friend, because he's angry, he doesn't want to lend it to him. That's why he said it. He said it out of anger. That's what he said. That's what he said. So Shaila is, how is the neder chal? So ima yadarka lachroish, who asr b'chal adam utar? If he's the one who does the charisha, the lach is, he can't use it, but his rest of his people could use it on his field. But ima yadarka lachroish, but if it's not his derech to do the charisha, he always hires all the people to do it, so then the lach is, you cannot use that para, anyone can't use that para, to be charish his field. Because when he said that Kodim Sadash and Kharish means my field will never be used with this paro, will never be plowed by this paro. And since he's not the one who does it, he always hires other people, he meant even to answer other people. That's how the Ram learns the Mishnah. Now the Rosh learns a little bit different. He says, Kodim Shadi Kharish Balaylam, Oysa Shabikesh Shiyashlanaloy Osor Lov. So it says there that he answered Stam, he said it was us. He's also to do it. He doesn't learn. Out anger. It doesn't make no difference. Just the eye in the rush learns a little bit different. That I wasn't talking about the afkar of anger. But upon him, it's all the same halacha. That it depends if he's the one who's used to doing harisha or not used to doing harisha. That's the first part of the mishnah. Next part of the mishnah, a famous part of the mishnah. Muda ana mechaver. Someone who asks hana from his friend, ve'in loy my yoichal, means he said Reuven can't have enough from him. And Lamaisa, he sees Reuven is destitute. He has no nothing to eat. And he wants to help out Reuven, but Lamaisa, Reuven doesn't have enough of him. What should you do? Like we spoke out all the times in the Ran, that even though it's a mitzvah to give someone tzedakah, especially if he has no food, but the halach is, you can't give him yad to yad, even for a mitzvah. So here, Amud Ramach HaVeir, Ve'en Lama Yechal, so Ha'ilcha Etzel Chemveni, the Gerz of Ran is a Rogel Etzloi, he goes to his Chemveni, this is the guy who asked Hana. He's the guy who wants to give. He goes to his regular chemni. He says to the chemni, his store, Ish pliny noidem meni hana. He knew them money. That person also to have enough of me. V'eini dem ha'esa. What should I do? He's hungry. What happened? So he chaps the hint. Who knows in loy? And the chemni gives the guy free food. Uvav noidem hazeh. And he comes and takes from the guy who made the nether. He comes, takes from me. He takes money from me. The Ran speaks out that obviously we can't make up clearly that if you give him food, I'm going to pay you back. Then you're my shliach, and that's called hana. And even more, if he gives it, decides to give him himself, he can't demand money from me, because I know sorts of shliachas. He just knows that I'm going to give him money. But he can't demand it. It's not Medina. Like the Ran speaks of what?
Why can't he be Matanedah?
He could be Matanedah if he wanted Matanedah. You're right. He didn't want to be Matanedah. He did not want to be Matanedah because he wanted his Nedah to stick. And he wanted that, but he felt bad for the guy. He didn't want to eat. It's just a one-time thing. He didn't want that guy to have enough of him. Whatever reasons, he didn't want the guy getting near his house. He didn't want the guy to have enough of him. But he wanted to give the guy food. So he didn't want matanada, or he had no Pesach, whatever the case was. Not so easy matanada. So upon him, this is the way to do it. You could give him through this way, but in this way, avada can't be a case where it's a shlichus. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, not only by food, where we understand you could do the shtick, this harama, But Hoya Beisei Livnoi, so the guy needs a house to be built. Gidroi Ligdor, who needs a fence to be fixed. So Sadeo Elixir, this is his field to be cut. He goes to workers. This guy is Asif Anof for me. I don't know how to help him. They go work for him. It takes money from him. Again, they can't make him pay, but he can make up this idea. If they like feel this will work out, they go do it because it's not like direct shlichus. They're on the road, and here there's no store around. What's the halacha? So if you with a group of people, you give this thing to your friend for matana, then the other guy's mutter because it doesn't belong to them anymore. I have no one else here. What do you do? He puts it down on a rock or on the fence. It's mufkar, it's hefkar to everyone. So whoever wants it, can take it. No, you can't do the shtick of hefkar. You two people, you say it's hefkar, the other guy takes it, you can't do it. Why not? It's a whole discussion now. In the Gemara, why not? So we have three parts of our Mishnah. First part of our Mishnah was, someone said, you don't want to lend him the parts that I'm never using it for my field. So show what it means. If for me to use it, or other people to use it, depends if he's the one who usually drives the tractor. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is, if someone asks enough mechaveroi, so he goes to the chemvidi or to pilim and says, you do it, and he doesn't say, I'll take care of you, but you do it. And the ma'isa, you take care of him. The third case is, where the bederech, so either give it to someone else, if there's no one else, you're mafkert. Rav Yosi says, it can't be mafkert. So let's make a aschal on the Gemara. I'm Rav Yechanan. My time of the Rabbi Yosi, Kosovar, Hefker, Kematon, Ma Matona, Adi Isa, Meshus, Noisim, Meshus, Mekabel, Af Hefker, Adi Osa, Meshus, Zoycha. Zog Rav Yechanan, that Rabbi Yosi has a new idea of what Hefker is. Pastors learn Hefker is, it's I'm relinquishing ownership and it belongs to no one now. Anyone wants to go take it. And I can't be choyza, I already was mafkid. It belongs to no one now. The only way I can take it back is by taking it back and being zeichin it. But being choyza or hefka, I can't do. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, hefka is kamatana. Just like a matana, until it gets to the reshus of the makabel, I can be choyza because it's still mine. But hefka also, it's still mine until someone's zeichin it. And it's only still mine, like Gabi Chazara. But it still has din hefker. Like the Shari Yoshin, Shimon Shkop speaks out, the Vuyin the Gemara later on, that it has din hefker, legabi maisa. We know hefker is part of a maisa. It has din hefker even for some zeichet, but it still could be chayzer. Because it's like an in-between twilight zone type of thing over here. It's still mine enough to be chayzer, but it's enough not mine that's called hefker. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And therefore, you can be chayzer. It's just like a matana. It's like a matana until it comes to your field. Until it comes to your hands, I can be chayzer. But half goes until you're zeicher, I can be chayzer. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds, it's called hana for me. Since I can be chayzer until you're zeicher, so when you're zeicher, you're taking out of my rishus, it's considered that I gave it to you. And therefore, it's called hana. Zokter Ran, I'll read inside, af hefka the osu zeicher, she'en the yoytzer mishus baal, baalim atu yiska by acher, doesn't leave the shus baal until the yiska acher, vi baalim had the matzihada, hilkoch, ki zochi ba muda, mi maade kamasani, that if he's zoiche, he's being an that's what we hold as Rabbi Yosi Oyster. Right now, Rabbi Yosi Oyster is Medina. We hold it's a din. Why? Because he holds Hefka works different than what we thought. Hefka doesn't work that he's relinquishing full reshus. No, he still holds on to it. It could be chayzer. And therefore, when it goes to the zoiche, it's considered from me, and that's why it's Issa Hanah.